Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 30th. Today's word is caterwaul, spelled C-A-T-E-R-W-A-U-L. Caterwaul is a verb that means to make a harsh cry. It can also mean to protest or complain noisily. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Review of Books by Tim D. Between begging calls, the young birds made more practice launches, flapping their wings and jumping. Paired adults were reforming their relationships. Returning birds went in for bouts of head flicking and kissing. Neighbors were in dispute, caterwauling above the din. An angry or amorous cat can make a lot of noise. As long ago as the mid-1300s, English speakers were using the word caterwaul for the act of voicing feline passions. The catter part is, of course, connected to the cat, but scholars disagree about whether it traces to the Middle Dutch kater, meaning tomcat, or if it is really just the word cat with an er added. The wall, W-A-U-L, is probably imitative in origin. It represents the feline howl itself. English's first caterwaul was a verb, focused on feline vocalizations, but by the 1600s, it was also being used for similar non-cat noises and for noisy people or things. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.